shot top. Good morning.
Top of the morning. Bottom to the morning. Shout out to the tops and the bottoms. Respect to Allah. Respect to the law.
Oh. Oh. You know, well, hell yeah.
Yeah. Let's greet everybody. Let's greet everybody. You know, hello, beautiful people.
My God, today.
Good morning. It's been a minute since y'all... I'll just keep doing this. It's been a minute since y'all heard our voices.
Just a little while. Mm. Just a little while.
A little wheel.
How you been, sister? Hey. We did that shit in church.
I really wasn't trying to.
Y'all.
I really was not trying to.
So it's been a hectic day.
Very.
It's been a busy, busy morning.
I blame Pat.
It's been a busy morning. Very busy. My God, very busy. We thought it was going to be a crowd at church. It was a crowd, but we thought it was extras. I may have said some things.
May. Or you did.
I said some things.
Uh-huh.
That alluded to, we not getting no word today. We been not getting nothing.
Uh-huh.
We get shit.
We didn't get a fuck thing. We didn't get a fuck thing.
We didn't get nothing. But the whole legal
stable.
That's all we got today from the church house.
That's all we got. And who fought with that? Who said it? Who said, I hope they come and they don't get nothing but a worship session?
I just, because why do y'all have a mega bus?
They had a charter bus. Them people came on the charter bus. And I guess it was at 9 a.m. service.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Mm.
I'm so glad. But I mean, when we was in there, before we started, I may have said something else. And... y'all, like, church ain't started yet, but you know, folks are still coming in, sitting around, talking and whatnot. And I said it, and this motherfucker, as loud as could be.
I wasn't even trying.
As the loud as could be. All you heard was,
I was not trying to do that. That was most definitely, like, unintentional.
Oh my God.
It was definitely unintentional. I was trying to sit it down because it wasn't in my foot. It was definitely unintentional. If y'all could have heard what he said.
What I said doesn't matter. Let's not go there.
I'm not going there. But if y'all could have heard what this Negro said, you would have too. Because he was either that or I was going to let out a loud scream. And the people started looking at me.
Because it was.
You go tell me something. Why would you do that? How could you? It was either that or let out a strong holler.
That was so funny. But back to how you are, sister. I'm sorry.
I'm good. Yeah. Pat has been the cause of a lot of issues today. A lot of things today. Picture it. Rock City. 2025, July. The spirit is going. I'm standing up, minding my black own business, you know, just listening to the songs, feeling the spirit a little bit. This nigga never does this. This motherfucker grabbed my hand, and that was all she wrote for me. And I.
The spirit was heavy. It was heavy. And I was doing good. And I'm just not a slaying the spirit type of person. I never have been. Also, typically don't cry in church. That's just not my thing. I ain't cried in a church house. Shit. Like, literally probably like since like 2015, 2016. Like, that's literally 10 years ago.
Nah.
And I just was like, this week has been a lot. It has been a lot. Especially with working things, it's just been a lot. But today really helped. It really helped. And I was in the moment. But y'all, I grabbed this motherfucker's hand. And I got up, because they had entered another song, and everyone was really speaking to me hard. I get up, you know, we down, we there. This bitch goes to collapse. I'm like, oh, how the fuck did we
get here? What song was that?
Was it the one that you like? Was
it possibly.
I think so.
Because I, on there, I remember I was up there with them.
Yeah.
And I used to go up there.
Yeah, whatever song that was, that was it. I just don't, I can't recall what song.
Fill me up until overflow.
Yeah.
That.
It was that.
I do remember my voice cracking though. That hurt.
It was that. You was high. You were very high. Yeah. On key though.
So that's all the thing that matters.
That's all that matters.
Because homegirl next to me wasn't.
Damn sure. And the motherfucker next to me, I don't know what key he was on.
I should have went up there and took old girl Mike that was out there slaying the spirit. Let me just buy that sweet.
Which one?
She was braised down to the back, white shirt. She was just down on the ground at the by the stairs.
She ain't the one I be talking about don't be singing for real, was it? It wasn't that one, was it?
No, she was singing. Her mic was on.
Okay. You shouldn't take that other bitch mic. Because she don't be singing.
When they went to that harmony, the only people that were singing was the people on this side of the stage.
Mm.
Then the only people mics were on.
Mm. Mm. Know who went on that side?
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm. 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 Speaking of people who ain't been in church, the other boy ain't been in church either. The other one the other boy.
The
dark skinned glasses.
He went in the other Sunday?
I ain't seen him in a minute.
Hmm. What do you mean? Somebody was in the choir. He might have been in the choir.
Maybe. They might be rotating. Because last Sunday, Big Boy was on the stage, praise team.
Yeah. But he went in the choir today.
Who?
The heavy one.
Yeah, he was. He was up there in the back. He's short. You just can't see him.
No. The tall, heavy one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't see him today.
I know.
The light-skinned one was up there. He was up there. I noticed when they did the whole men's choir thing, he didn't sing. He didn't get a front row. He didn't get one.
He didn't get a what?
Like, he didn't sing a solo.
Well, he was up there in the front, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had a mic, but...
He didn't sing. Oh, he must can't sing.
Everybody else sang.
Then he can't sing.
He didn't.
So I got the question why he was on stage last week. A joyful knows it's not always joyful. Anyway, how are y'all? That's good. So in topics, y'all, we got some shit and we can't go over an hour, so we gotta get this done in an hour. We are already at 9 minutes of tomfoolery.
Damn. Okay.
You wanna start? Do you wanna start with bullet frat, bullet frat, big bullet frat, 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 bullet frat, big foot, big.
That girl got that problem.
I'm gonna start there.
Onika.
Onika Tanya?
Onika. What's wrong with this lady?
Crack, cold, I mean cold.
Oh.
That's gonna come back to bite my ass. Coke.
Allegedly. Boom, I got it.
Uh-huh. Allegedly, the girl says she do the coke.
Allegedly.
And nobody in her court is never gonna tell that. Them goddamn NDAs. But her and this whole shit with Roc Nation and Megan and the whole thing with Jay-Z owe her money from that Tidal deal and the shit with Megan and the shit that just went down with Megan and the motherfucking sex thingy.
I just think... she needs to grow up. Like, grow up. Onika's how old? Onika's how old?
Her and Beyonce neck and neck. So, like, 40...
44?
Yeah.
So, she's at least 43?
Yeah.
Beyonce's 44. She's at least 43. She needs to grow up. And people expecting Jay-Z to respond at his tender age of 55 is crazy.
He's not gonna respond. What is that to respond to?
Exactly.
Because you're trying to say, oh, you missed out money on a deal. Sister, I knew you was in the room when the contracts got signed. And I knew you was in the room when they sold it.
Right. Everybody was contacted. I think she just wants a lot for nothing. Because if everybody got the same thing, that means even his wife technically got the same thing. What are you bitching, moaning, and complaining about?
She feels like her share was worth the $9 million that they said it was.
And it probably was. However, comma, you were presented the deal of the one meal, the 100 meal. Was it one meal or 100 meal?
One meal. It was one meal itself.
And you took said one meal. Like everybody else. Because if she was owed money, that means Rihanna is owed money. That means Kanye is owed money. And Kanye ain't never gave a fuck.
Madonna? Madonna ain't even said nothing.
Madonna ain't said... And so, if you're the only person with this problem, it just gotta be you. It just gotta be you. It's you. I don't know what else she want here. I think sometimes she's just lashing out. It's my belief that she's just lashing out, but I don't know what for.
Relevancy?
But she's always going to be relevant.
To the Barbs, yeah.
Right. She has a very important part in what it is that we call rap history. That's never going to change. Like, no one can ever take that from her. I may not listen to her music like that. Like, that's just not my lane, not my thing. I prefer old Nicki. And when I say old Nicki, I'm talking my 2008, 2009.
Mixtape Nicki.
Yeah. Cause I like real rap. All that extra shit I can do without. I'm a 90s baby. I like real rap. So like, she's always gonna have the relevancy. It's time for her to sit down, you know, just a bit, you know, just a bit, be a mom.
Heavy on the be a mom.
Be a wife. You know it's not. I thought she married a pedophile.
That's in here too.
Oh, it is.
It's definitely on the her career decline of when marrying.
My God, and that is a problem. You have to, and again, if you look at things, let me tell you something. You can end up on a sex offenders list for anything. You really can.
Cruising in the park.
You getting your dick sucked in your car just because it's your car. You know, and you not in the comfort of your own yard, like, you can end up on the list. You can end up on that list. You goddamn, you 19, dating a 17-year-old, you can end up on that list. You know, very simple things.
You bitches gonna say the age of consent is 16, that doesn't mean shit.
Bitch, doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That only matters to pedophiles, okay? Fucking creeps. You fuck around, bitch. You fuck around and walk past your window one good time with it swinging and dangling and somebody looking to see you. You can possibly end your ass up on that list, okay? Okay? So I don't hold that against people, because if you just read and do a little research, you can find out why somebody's on that list. But see, you got to be a special type of dummy bitch to willfully, intently marry somebody who has been tried and convicted of rape. You're fucking crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy to knowingly marry someone like that. Yes.
Keep going. It's the next point.
To knowingly marry someone like that who violently raped someone at that. You are a sick type of person. That is sick. And on top of that, she has a history of closeness. For your brother to be someone who has molested his own stepchild. Sick. Sick. The call is in the home.
Hello. ATT Customer Service Line. Said Wanda. Then she tried to come at Jay-Z about not promoting Kamala during the election. And people was like, Nikki, where were you? You didn't promote anything.
Yeah, she did.
She never does. Anything in the realm of blackness, as in black Americans, Nikki don't promote. She don't even talk about it. Mm. This is the same woman who was also giving out false information about COVID. Mm. Remember the whole ball situation?
Oh, yeah.
I'm only saying stuff that's been said on TikTok.
She's an interesting character.
She is a interesting character, keeping it in the motherfucking music realm. Cardi's new song. Let's go right there. Let's jump straight to it.
Straight to it. I like the song. I like that it's very direct.
We know who she's talking about.
Yeah.
I don't see it as a summer anthem, though.
I don't know. I liked it. It matched it. We're outside. We outside. Now, some of y'all even, we know your heart was broke this summer, so you're not outside.
Well, so, that happened before the summer.
Right. So you couldn't go into the summer being outside.
Sister, I've been out.
That's what you call it.
Enjoying myself.
That's what you call it. You've been on the road for 4 weeks.
Let me tell you something.
You've been on the road for 4 weeks.
That's you did because we have goals. Punk's gotta happen.
Bitch been driving.
Sure. But it's not for me. It was directed towards Offset. We know that for a fact.
Yes.
I don't see it as a summer anthem. Others might. But it wasn't for me. But like Lizzo's mixtape wasn't bad. Was not bad. Some songs were hit or miss. Some songs were hit or miss.
Mm. I hated every bit of it.
See?
I hate every bit of that. And you really had me fucked up. We was like, oh, that Bunny Hop song. It was nice. That shit was ass.
That was nice.
It was what he said on there, a 2-pack of ass. That shit was straight ass.
It wasn't that bad. One second, people. But it wasn't that bad.
That shit was ass.
It wasn't that bad.
I'ma give any black artist a stream, so go listen to it.
Don't expect much.
It was ass.
If she perfected some things, she'd be all right.
Yes,
but I can't say one thing for certain, two things for sure. Every song talked about the same thing, and I need her to fix that. I get that you're a big. Excuse me. I get that you're a big girl and you're shaking ass, and now you're skinny. It's all right. I get it. I get it. Whammy Stills goes hard, though.
I love that for her. No, yeah, that was a cute one. But that was, of course, that was a cute song. But all that other shit, she could have held on tight to.
She could have.
Yeah, she could have held that close to her heart. What's next?
BBL Drizzy.
That was good. That was really good.
I'm surprised it came out. Him and them that damn liposuction he don't have with them damn abs.
And it wasn't just him. They say Big Sean got the same thing.
Big Sean said something about his body.
What about it?
I forgot what he said. Hold on. He had said something. I think I saved it. I know it was on the neighborhood.
Either way, the shit looked weird. If you gonna buy the body. Just you gotta buy the body and then put the work in too. Like, it gotta match. Like, you gotta keep it going. You know, when some of the girls go and get their BBL or whatever, you know, it's only gonna stay right and tight. One, if you actually get a real surgery, not the discount. Two, if you continue to work out. because you gotta keep the weight. You can't let the weight build up over that thing.
Oh, he said, I just looked up with like a chewed up Tootsie Roll when I'm out of shape.
That's what he called being out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
Big Sean is high tall.
Five, seven.
Right.
Damn, he's short.
Out of shape for somebody who's 5'7" would look something interesting. You know, not bad. Not bad. Because you have to look at the picture. Even if he was out of shape, his arms would be bigger given the abs and how defined they are. When you have fat building up, you don't have the fucking ab definition. I should know.
I'm trying not to holler.
Okay. I should know. I ain't been a skinny bitch in a long time. I've slammed down. But I ain't been a skinny bitch in a long time. When you gain fat, you don't have the ab definition.
The boys be trying to say themselves, but one thing for certain and two things for sure. A bitch like this gonna come back and clock your ass. Right.
Because bitch, take some. Bitch ain't no insurance here. You got to go. You got to go.
Not walking me through the no coffin.
You got to go.
Roll the gurney.
I need you on the outside when you hit that ground. My God. But I need to be for real. Because, like, your arms would be bigger. Like, they would be bigger. So what the fuck is he even talking about?
The girls just be trying to... the girls. The boys be just trying to save themselves. They all look terrible.
They look fucking bad. They look bad. They could have did what Moneybagg did. You know. Have you seen what Moneybagg looks like now? Crazy.
I have not.
Crazy.
I have not.
Moneybags. So of course he looked like he looked like Debo Fo. We weren't bad, which wasn't bad.
Oh yeah, he was never ugly to me.
Yeah, which wasn't bad. But see now, let me get our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 25.
Damn, I gotta go to that's work. That's a good picture. Hold on.
You know, put the work in. Or what's the other rapper name? Black and yellow.
Wiz
Khalifa.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Butch your feet.
Yeah. I don't know. Get in the gym, ho. Like, be a man. Get in the fucking gym. Do a push-up.
Or three.
Because that's all I got in most days, okay? Like, that's all I be having sometimes. It's a good 3 to 5.
That's it.
When I was doing that push-up board, like, consistently, I had worked my way up to, like, 6. And because it's so many, like, turns, I would do 6 on each one. So, bitch, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Much. Yeah. That's a lot.
Thank you. Okay?
I thought you were just talking about, like, 6. 1.
When I first started, yes. Yes.
Well, Alicia, can you do a pull-up?
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't do a pull-up.
I can do a pull-up.
And we saw that.
Yeah.
And you saw that in real time.
Oh, yeah. I can do a pull-up.
I can't do a pull-up.
Oh, bitch, I've never claimed to be the strongest.
I can jump, though.
Bitch, you 6'7". Does it matter? The fuck? The fuck? You can jump. The fuck? You're 6'7". Is it a jump?
Yes.
Bitch.
I still have to come off the ground.
Bitch, fuck you. Bitch. He can't jump. He can't jump. This bitch touched the rim by just lifting him. Bitch, fuck you.
You see how I get jumped in here?
He can jump.
Country singers. How did we even get on that conversation? I'm skipping around. I'm keeping it.
We were, who are we talking about? No, we were talking about something. We were talking about something, but I don't remember what. I don't remember how we got to him.
I don't know how we got there, but I'm...
No, you had asked me about the girls. No, you said something about seeing the girls be at, like, seeing one girl specifically.
Brittany Spencer.
Yeah, at the Black Awards.
Yeah.
But not the other
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not surprised at that. I'm not surprised at that because they do want to... They want to be in a certain realm. Understandably. They want to occupy a certain space. Understandably. I don't understand wanting to be in that space, and these people have made it very known they don't want you there. They don't want you there. They don't want anybody who looks like you there. They don't respect you being there in any capacity. I think that this is the time to take advantage of the door that Beyonce has kicked open. And really, to take advantage of a door that even these, like, the little blues things have kicked off. Because when you look at the fact, like, country and blues are, like, right there. They're not too far off. The sound is different, but they were sisters. They were sisters. Same mama, different daddies.
That's the same mama, different daddy.
Clearly. But they were sisters.
They're sisters. Which is why I always have the conversation. Well, I always have the, you know, the conversation of, do y'all not think that y'all will do good in black country spaces?
I think so. And do they have a point? A little bit. Because even at your countryest festivities, the hood nigga music is still gonna be played.
Yes.
I don't wanna hear that. Bitch, I don't come in with them yodeling. I don't wanna hear that. I didn't come in for that. I came here for the 99 and 2000s, okay?
There's a moment for it all. Because they be having festivals and everything for them artists. But eventually, you do start hearing that.
Oh, I thought it was going to slip.
But
but you know what's more important?
Tribuzzi?
Yeah, because how the fuck do we end up with the Nigerian country singer
from Virginia? From the DNB. Wow. Yeah, it's not even like the country parts of Virginia. If you was like from Roanoke or Salem or some shit over there near the Virginias, the West of Virginias, this motherfucker is from Norfolk, no, Woodbridge, Virginia. That's a spit away from D.C. You said you fell in love with country based on your father's style, but you went to a boarding school in Nigeria, but you graduated high school from over here. You got your name from white boys who couldn't pronounce your last name. And I think his first name is like Connors or Collins or something like that. Mm.
Where the fuck did he get that country twang?
Where did you get that country twang
that from? He only has when he's doing his little rap thing? I sound like a racist white person when I said that. Because you're not singing. You're not singing. And when he speaks, that twang doesn't exist.
It does not exist.
So, why are you here?
Why are you here?
I feel like, personally, I feel like, what's the little artist names? Good them Afrobeats folks. That what their name be?
Tyler and all them people.
Cool. Tyler who?
Tyler. Made me sweat, made me hard.
Okay, yeah, but the men's.
Cause Chloe Bailey was just with one of them. Burna Boy.
Yeah, I feel like maybe he felt like, you know, they had that captured, and he went on beating it. Because saying you fell in love with country music because of your father's style is wild. That's a reach. It's a very far reach. Very far. Does that warrant the disrespect that he gets? No.
No.
Because we know that disrespect is completely based off racism. But like, as a person, as a Southerner, okay, as someone born and raised and bred in the South, I'm offended. Okay? I'm offended. As a Southern male, I'm offended.
Yes.
And somebody needs to get this jigaboo.
Because I could have gave him, you from Pennsylvania or somewhere like that, the Appalachians. Because that's all they be doing up there. But I... Woodbridge, Virginia? D.C.? With a country accent?
Someone get this jigaboo out of my grandmammy's house.
What you know about Reba? A single mom works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and a heart of a fighter. That bitch was a survivor. Because we want to talk country. Gretchen Wilson, motherfucking Reba, Luke Bryan, Kane Brown, motherfucking... I like country music.
I don't know none of these folks.
I love country music.
I don't know. I
love country music.
I don't know none of these folks. I don't know none of them people.
Dolly. You know Dolly.
Oh, I know Dolly. I know her, not her music. Amen.
You know Jolene, bitch. You at least know Jolene.
That is my shit. Jolene. Yeah.
The difference between Beyonce's Jolene and Dolly's Jolene. Dolly said, please don't take a Beyonce. Said, bitch, I wish you would.
And that she did once.
We need that T.S. Madison. Shaking some bottles around this motherfucker.
She should have been saying, bitch, I wish you would to him. No, they said that girl had got pregnant. Allegedly.
You think she was black?
No, she was white. She said that in the music. She alluded to that. Yeah.
Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, it was a white woman. It's always a fucking white woman. Back to Shaboozy. Because you want to be in this space and be respected as a black person, but the only thing you're seeking to date is...
white people?
Antoine Massey. Y'all. So. This whole thing was Derek's idea.
Really?
He's still on the run. He's still the only one.
He had to listen to the podcast, sister. He had, because remember I told him to go to the middle.
He's still on the run. It's the way they trying to say this man done changed. Not only are they trying to say he done changed his identity, they trying to say this man done changed his gender. Please fuck off. Please fuck off.
Caitlin did it.
Which is that? Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Only thing I thought was a goddamn interview with T.S. Madison.
That's all I heard. Like, did she? That is a cross-dresser.
Just because
you went and chopped it off and shoved it in.
Oh, he did the whole thing?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
Yes. She.
Sorry.
Respectfully. Ugly hoe. That big overgrown bitch went and did it. Yeah. She went and got the full surgery.
The only person that can kill somebody and get away with it
It's always somebody white. This is like that documentary of that doctor who was impregnating his patients with his semen. Literally years before he became a doctor, he literally hit a child and killed it. And they, he's so young. He didn't mean it. It was just a mistake.
And don't say nothing about Brandy. That was accidental.
That's definitely different. I mean, his was accidental too, but still. She was, that was a fucking car accident. That's so different.
So different.
Bitches die in car accident every day. It's not every day a bitch get ran over. Okay.
Bitch. If she don't bring that out of there too, I'm gonna be mad. And she
I'm so glad I had this one in my mouth when we started this shit. But yeah, like Derek is still on the run. This was his idea. Them niggas
are just dumb.
They were just there. He used the fuck out of them. I think Antoine did the best. Like he kept up the best. He really should have left. But Derek,
he out there in the woods somewhere.
Fuck no, Derek has left the fucking state.
Country maybe?
If he's smart. And since it has been what now 2 months? Going on 3? I think we have a winner. I should have put up a bet.
There were parlays.
There were parlays. But I should have put up a bet. Thanks to Luno.
Yeah.
For one more month.
Yeah. More than likely they still got something on him.
I need a website.
You can bet on anything. People's bet on the national anthem.
I need a website because that nigga, he's still going. I love that. I'm not going to hold you. I'm proud of him. Now, I know he a murderer. I know.
He might not do it again.
I will never have that much faith in nobody.
I say might. The key word was might.
That's too much faith already.
Really?
That's too much faith. The criminal. The fuck, bitch. What are you trying to say? Speak, man.
I mean, there's probably things we've done in our life just ain't got caught.
Who?
Oh, just me?
Okay. Who a criminal? Who's the fucking criminal? Bitch, everything I do is within the law. You know why? Because I ain't never been caught.
That's what I said. Just ain't been caught.
Fuck everything. Who a criminal? I'm not no criminal. I'm not no fucking criminal. Some behind the bars ain't seen me since I was a teenager. I am not no fucking criminal.
One time I was put in suspension. No. This must be a joke. It didn't land.
Suspension the from the stab this bitch.
The joke didn't land, I guess.
This one time in ISS.
We need to have that.
Y'all didn't have ISS?
No, it was either you got suspended or you got sent to alternative school.
You know, I didn't know what an alternative school was until I moved up this way.
Yeah, we used to get sent to alternative school for the dumbest of shits. You can be walking on the wrong side of the highway. Ow.
Oh, seems like racism to me.
Our principal was black, and he ran the school like a prison.
Oh, okay. Wait till my mama get up here. But I ain't know. As many bitches that I done slapped, and I ain't never seen any. And our alternative school ain't never seen me. Sure. I've been suspended once in high school. Once. And I done slapped a many a bitch. A many a bitch. Self-defense, non-self-defense. I done slapped a many a bitch. I'm not going to no motherfucker alternative school, hoe.
Girl, we used to get paddling just for laughing.
You damn sure not touching me.
I've never been touched.
Patrice made that very clear. She told the principal, You touch anything of mine, I do the ass whooping over here. You call me and I decide. But you touch anything of mine, the only ass that'll be whooped next will be yours. And every bitch I have to go through in this office. Pat, the fuck?
This is also the same man who also said that when we join our organizations, we ain't do nothing but buy friends. He got rejected by one of them organizations at ASU. I don't know which one, but one of them rejected him.
Bitch, he was hurt. Yeah, I could take that man. What'd he look like? Describe him. Oh, you got a picture.
Possibly.
I like pictures. Going to the next. What else is on here? What else was on here? Oh, Essence Fest. Did you look at the stuff for Essence Fest? They said it was nice.
I haven't looked at Essence Fest since. It's just like, don't appease me.
They said the people who went said it was nice. I do understand the whole thing of not catering to Black Americans any longer. That is a bothersome thing. Essence Fest is very important to a specific demographic of people, especially those that are older, because it is something that used to like go and see people like Gerald Levert. Like, that used to be a big thing. I think what went wrong with this year, honestly, is the marketing factor. Waiting until a week or two before to tell who's performing, that is a big no-no for any event, I believe.
The assistant principal, I don't know who that means. That was my band director, and that's him.
Oh, you don't Zoom? Oh,
okay. It's Facebook.
They don't Zoom?
Nah, they don't Zoom and hold.
Cap officer. They told no because they think you're punk.
They used to float around. Anyway, continue.
I'm good. Okay, I'm good. They ticket prices. Apparently, they used to do this thing that when you buy your ticket, or it's like a package ticket you could buy, and it pretty much gets you into everything. Like every single event they have, you could use just that one when you buy it. It was more expensive, of course, but you know, it's pretty much an all access pass. Mm-hmm. Apparently this year they only had a certain amount.
Oh.
They mostly went to people who were invited specifically, like TikTokers, stuff like that. And even then, if you wanted to get into everything, you would have to purchase different tickets. And a lot of people, they weren't doing that. Like, they weren't going to do that. So, like, they still had the crowd, but it wasn't as busy as it would normally be.
Yeah. This is going to sound so bad. And I get a lot of hate for this. And if them girls ever hear it, they'll think I'm hating. I knew Essence Fest was going to shit when they gave Malik, Raymonte, and the other little boy a motherfucking panel.
Yes, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. And yeah, it's not saying that they were undeserving. What it is saying is that we have a slew of actual LGBTQ, you know, plus pioneers that have long come before them that could have been given something. So this year they did have T.S. Madison them. Mm-hmm. They were there. They were actually invited. And you know, a few years ago, T.S. Madison had said, like, Essence Fest has never invited her. They have never reached out to her to ask her to speak on anything. If anything, I think she was asked to attend with somebody and they told her no. They didn't want that around. This year they were there. She went with someone. They had a panel or something like that. I think the downfall, the actual downfall, why is an African over Essence Fest?
And I love Caroline.
No one.
And I love her.
There are certain things. There are certain things that are specific to American and Black American culture that only those of us should be running.
Yeah.
Because there was no reason for there to be a focus on anything of Africa as a whole, the way it was at this Essence Fest. I think they actually did like an interview with some girl. She was like, yeah, it's all about coming back home. You know, I like to think that Africa, you know, being the motherland, like, y'all should just look into coming back home and learning about. Girl, boo, no. Because the whole of Twitter says something completely different. The first thing you bitches love to throw out is that we don't know where we come from. And bitch, I know exactly where the fuck I came from. Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, I was finna get real disrespectful.
You are.
I was tripping. Bitch.
I can see. Ooh, let me go ahead. I can see why they chose her to be the CEO of Essence. I can. This bitch don't have to take it. This bitch don't have to take him up.
You are driving warning.
Who? God. I get a 4-hour motherfucking grace period with DOT. No, though. Where you found her at?
Because she was at the spot.
280. It goes down smooth. Anyhow, I can see why they chose Caroline, because the thing, Caroline's track record speaks for itself. I can say, especially when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. She can do that being an African, but being over a specific era of just blackness in itself, as in Black American, no. She did wonders at Target.
But that's Target.
That's Target. She has great TED Talks. However, the comma, I think when she was the interim CEO for that period of time, she did some good things with Essence. And I think they thought, yeah, let's go ahead and, you know, make her permanent. But it's not looking good. Not necessarily saying it's all 100% her fault, because she also has a team that's giving recommendations and passing stuff around and everybody's voting on stuff. So it's more people in the room that we can say, y'all need to fix it.
Yeah. I just think that this missed the mark for a lot of people. Not having the locals, like the local businesses and things like that. That's a downfall. Essence Fest literally caters to the community of New Orleans. Like, that is very important. And so I feel that was me. I feel like that's a miss there. That's a miss there that they gotta fix.
You get your Snapchat notifications on your laptop?
I think it's like mirroring my phone with the new update of the laptop. So I think it mirrors it.
That's gotta.
Very much so, see. But at least I ain't got nobody, so it don't matter. They can see me.
They could have done better. They really could have done better. Yeah, the prices went up. No local vendors being censored by major brands.
Yeah. Now that I didn't like either, because you want to be in this space. You want your brand here in this black ass space. What do you mean? Oh, you know, shy away from, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion topics. Bitch, at a black event?
At a black event.
Stay away from gendered language. At a black event? This is an event about women. Why the fuck would we say that? This is an event about men. What's the problem with, like, stay away from LGBTQ topics. Bitch, you got trans women on stage. Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Them and that motherfucking scared of that man.
But then, it's like, so don't be here then.
Then don't be here. Don't be here. And then not working with the people who they interact with on social media. They were coming. There was a lot of TikTokers and influencers saying Essence be all up and through my comments and DMs, but I about like T.S. Madison, but I have not got invited to do anything at Essence.
I think with that comes, so like I don't know if they were invited, but what's her name, Mecca and her sister, and I think some other TikTokers. I think they just went. I don't think they were invited. I think they just went. I think what gets the thing about being an influencer, heavy on the quotes, people become entitled.
Yes.
Because, okay, your TikTok is big. Great, wonderful, beautiful. You consider yourself an influencer. Great, wonderful, beautiful.
What is your influence?
Why do you think you deserve to be on this stage? Oh. Guess what is your influence? And why should you be on? Why should you be on the stage? If anybody deserved to be at Essence Fest, T.S. Madison. Yes, 1,000 times. She should have been on there 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She should have been. But for these new folks,
who are you?
You know, not to be rude, but in the grand scheme,
who are you?
Who are you?
And what do you actually do except for mess on TikTok?
Yes. Yes. What are you doing for community? What have you given? What have you really influenced for the good?
That's what I'm saying here. Thing about other people, they don't do shit.
Right.
Y'all just post and keep it pushing.
You tell jokes on TikTok. You do funny stories on TikTok. Y'all keep a mess on TikTok.
But outside of that, that's it.
Right. Hey. Far be it from me. I'm not a motherfucking influencer, so you know.
Some of this stuff is going to have to go into another episode, guys. Fun. I do want to hit this, though. I guess it's going to have to be one before the last topic. We're going to hit this real quick. You motherfucking punks out here having in this shit y'all be having the motherfuck going on. Why you had that Chinese man sucking your motherfucking penis while he was doing your feet and nails? Ho. Anyway. Fucking nasty bastard. Anyway, Beyonce's car was leaning. It was doing a shoulder lean.
I was so caught off guard.
By Beyonce's car leaning?
Bitch, no. By how you just went like for that right there. I'm just so caught off.
Because they be doing anything for fucking content and the shit is weird.
So like I'm saying about that sex offenders list, that is one thing that'll get you put on that motherfucker. So case in point, being that he put that on video and that is a shop, a public shop. If someone was to track down what city and area he's in and send it on the list, him and Maylene will go.
You said Maylene?
Maylene. Oh. Both of them will go on it because that is a public setting. And I get having fun. I really do. I get having fun, enjoying the things.
The thrill of it all.
All of that. Yeah, I get all of that. Bitch, I done gave them. Oh, my mother listens to this. I'm sorry, girl. I have given the meanest neck in a movie theater. The meanest in a movie theater. Wow, she gonna cuss me out. But like.
Wow. Call me when it happens. I want to know what she said.
My God. But like, I think now more than ever, digitizing everything is a problem.
People forget about their digital footprint.
Everything should not see a camera. We already, the problem with media in itself, social media in itself, is that we have too much access to each other, good and bad. Yes, there was a long time ago, you didn't know, excuse me, that Hennessy White did what she do right then. You didn't know that Leroy was socking Martha in the eye. Okay, you can prove that. But see now,
You can
in this day and age, because bitch, she got it on camera, okay?
And she posted it on Facebook, and TikTok, Instagram, and she sent it to her sister, and she posted it.
Yes. Do we need to know this? You know. Yeah. Do we need to know that you be licking his feet and his balls at the same time? No. Do we need to know?
How you doing both at the same time?
You'll be surprised.
I put it in my head.
Okay.
I put it in my head. Okay. You be surprised. Nigga's flexible.
You'll be surprised. No. Amen. Do we need to know that Marcus got streaks in his drawers?
Yes.
No.
What you mean you're not washing your ass?
No, because to be fair, so did a lot of y'all daddies and granddaddies, which is why your mama and grandma were the only ones that did laundry in the house, because they didn't want y'all to see it. So yeah, no, we didn't need to know that. Because now that we know that, we also deduced that, why is this now our business? But see, you've been with him for like 8 years, girl, and got 4 kids by him. And so them streaks have always been in his drawers. Them same streaks was in his drawers when you pulled them down to his ankles and put your mouth on it.
Cross-contamination.
You smelled that and kept on eating. Okay? Okay? Are you following
the same streaks when they get back there and eat the box, too.
Hello? Hello? Hello. See, and that's why social media is like a gimme gotcha, because we weren't meant to know this much about each other. You know why you didn't know your favorite actor was a colorist or a drug user or an abuser? Physical, sexual, mental. You know why you didn't know these things? Because we didn't have social media.
We just had the magazine.
Yeah, it wasn't until we got social media that we started knowing a little too much about each other. And posting everything online is crazy. There's no reason at all for you to be getting your feet done. One, let's talk about etiquette when you go anywhere. You know, I don't like draws like the next person. You know, I don't like them either. But let me tell you something. What you won't do, or what you shouldn't do, is go out to these folks' establishment or anywhere with the loosest pair of whatever it is. And some people are very largely endowed, what they call them, growers and showers. And see, when you are both, or especially a shower, you just shouldn't wear certain things on purpose. So to be sitting in that chair, that means that man has seen that gummy worm before. Y'all didn't he didn't just come in there that day and say, yeah, I think you should just, you know, give it a, you know, on camera. That was not his first time.
This had to be
a
build up for this.
Yes. You have been planning this. You have been coming specifically to that man or to the people in there and seeing which one of them are gonna give it a once over. Maybe even twice. Sitting there with your legs wide open, with them loose fitting ass shorts on, so they can get just enough of a peek of that baby anaconda. Okay? That's what that means. And for him to take his nasty ass mouth, bitch, you watched him. He was still rubbing on his motherfucking foot and legs and turned his head sideways trying to suck on it like a baby trying to reach for a mammy's titty.
Y'all should have saw the visual. Y'all should have saw the visual.
Bitch. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
I hope someone sees it in, personally.
It's probably already been sent in.
I hope someone. Like that other man who be walking around touching himself in libraries and at the public park.
The ones that be in motherfucking Walmart fucking on the aisles.
And a lot of them are on the registry. They're on the registry. And they still do it.
After so many offenses, bitch, you get locked up.
Yes, but you don't get that long. So they just get back out and do it again. They pay their fine, they do it again.
Weird asses.
Yeah. But Beyonce leaning in this car.
Everybody should have been fired. Whoever put the harness in the car together. And that car ain't been in there since.
You know, sometimes I wish Beyonce would show us who she really is. Because that was a good moment for Beyonce to show us exactly who she is. Remember when Keisha Cole was singing and they were supposed to cut the lights off and they missed the cue? And she was like, turn the lights off. Yeah, good night. Turn the lights off. I said, somebody turn the motherfucking lights off. Whoosh. The way Beyonce should have showed her ass. So professional. She's an artiste. But I would have artistically told them, get me the fuck down, and the first bitch I see, gone. Everybody who control this bitch, down to the motherfucking mechanics, down to the paint job.
Remember, I thought she was on stage. She did say somebody getting fired.
Oh yeah, somebody's getting fired. Yeah. Like, because that was very dangerous.
Very,
very dangerous, and it could went very, very bad.
She was only strapped in by like a small harness too. She was holding on to dear life to that motherfucker.
Exactly, like that could went bad. It could went very bad.
You can hear it in her voice.
Now she on this goddamn horse.
I know Mama Tina just upset.
I would whoop her ass. Because you was in the car. Okay, you was in the goddamn car. Okay, that tipped. Bitch, the horse?
If that bitch tipped, it's done for.
Bitch, let me tell you something. It's really gonna be a rodeo, okay? She really gonna be on that.
Sister, wish you come past us tomorrow. I can see it now.
Oh fuck.
But it would have been a great time for her ass to stop. Get me the fuck down.
Like when she said that stop twice and that bitch just stopped, she should have really went to cussing. Like, everybody, bitch, not only that, concert over, bitch, fuck all y'all. Like, now that's what I'm talking about. Fuck all you bitches. If you gonna be here at the next show, you at the next show. But bitch, this one here is done. Bitch.
My girl came out and said, if I fall, y'all will catch me.
Oh, okay. But you know what? Them bitches so loyal, they would've tried.
They would catch
them. They would've caught some, all right. Okay, they would've caught something. Beyonce is a good, what, 5'8"?
Uh-huh.
That is a mother of three. That is a 165 at least on that thick-ass body from that height. Let me tell you something. Mass don't play.
Nor does the rate of gravity.
Yeah, come on. That weight coming down. Try to catch it if you want to. They gonna break her fall for sure.
But they gonna break something.
On her and them. Okay. I know y'all to catch me. Okay, god damn.
Yeah, bitch. Y'all should have saw this bitch scooted out the way. I know y'all kid y'all right.
Fuck. All she would have heard was no.
What's that tape y'all said? Fucking child. Anyway, so.
Fucking right with a bitch like, oh.
Hit me. Damn.
Oh my god, Beyonce, save her.
As soon as she damn.
Save her.
Oh my god.
Bitch, do I get a refund?
Fuck. Cause you can't. ain't finished the show, so do I at least get partial? I mean, you've done an hour, so I mean, I get it. It's a 3-hour show. But I paid $200 for this ticket. Fuck. Can I at least get $150 back?
Oh, fuck.
Julius better catch her ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Beyonce.
Oh my God. That should not be funny.
She was too high up though. I don't know if that girl would have survived.
At her tender age of 44.
I don't think she would have survived that.
Burn. We had never seen Beyonce.
We weren't gonna get Act 3. Another tour.
Jesus.
Whatever happened to Beyonce? She went into hiding.
We would have never seen her again. Another motherfucking thing. What annoys me with people? Stop trying to touch fucking celebrities. Specifically, stop trying to touch their fucking kids. What's wrong with you?
Who child tried to get touched?
Somebody tried to touch Blue Ivy.
When she was walking past?
Yes. Stop trying to touch people. You fucking weirdo. Like, I get being excited, all that, this, that, and the third. Keep in mind that she's not just Beyonce's child. She's literally a fucking child.
The homegirl is 12.
Right. Yeah. Like, she's literally a kid. Julius, you could see when he made contact with the person. But, like, he didn't mean for it to be so forceful that he had to turn around and, like, bite his fist. He need to hire me. He need to hire me. I would have went all over that motherfucking barricade. Bitch, have you lost your mind?
Of course they have.
You not that fucking excited. Especially not for no motherfucking Blue Ivy. You not that motherfucking excited. Fucking psychopath.
That's also that whole thing about this weird access that people think they have to celebrities that they don't. Well, because we're in an hour and 7 minutes, and after a while, Audio Boom don't allow us to upload this. So, all the thing I got is peace and blessings and manifestations, love and light, sister. So